This is IPR News Radio. Dramatic growth in the homeless population of Traverse City has brought more attention to the issue, but it's not clear whether that will help efforts to build a new overnight shelter downtown, as IPR's Linda Steffen reports.
Homelessness in Traverse City has had some bad press in recent years. In 2012, city leaders began banning alcohol in some parks as a way to curb problems caused by a certain segment of the homeless population. And the problem's grown more visible on the streets. Longtime resident Brian Oshaby has noticed.
I have seen the vagrant population increase in the last 10 years, and it's directly related with the amount of homelessness and people that we see in the parks, and in particular around the TART trail in the evening.
It's not a trend he likes, but Oshaby is not convinced the answer is to renovate a rundown 9,000-square-foot building in his neighborhood for use as an overnight winter shelter.
I don't like the plan one bit. I think that the 8th Street corridor is very fragile, and it's taken 2 or 3 decades to make progress. And this sort of facility put the nail in the coffin for future development.
Oshaby spoke at an informational meeting held Wednesday night designed to address neighborhood concerns over the proposal. The debate goes before the city commission as early as next month. Safe Harbor is a consortium of churches that run a winter shelter program. The group proposes to lease the vacant city-owned building at 517 Wellington Street for $1 a month. Some in the neighborhood have concerns about crime and property values. Others question whether a church program that has survived this past decade on a shoestring budget is really ready to handle the costs of its own building. But there were supporters, too.
Hello, Mike Coco. I'm a Boardman neighborhood resident. I live at 325 Wellington, at the corner of Wellington and Webster. So as the crow flies, I'm exactly 2 blocks from this location.
Coco says Safe Harbor has a good track record, and he expects the organization would address concerns of the neighborhood. He doesn't think money is an object either.
I don't know what the costs are to renovate it, but if this is a community that within weeks can raise the money and the tradesmen to show up to do the State Theater or the Bijou, why can we not do that for the homeless in our community? Is that not who we are? We can do it for a movie theater. How about the weakest among us?
For now and for the past 10 years, Safe Harbor has not had a dedicated building. Instead, a couple dozen area churches have taken turns housing it. All winter, the shelter moves every couple weeks from one church to another. Some Boardman neighborhood residents say that's a good system because it spreads the solution into neighborhoods across the region rather than concentrating a homeless population in one area. But Safe Harbor's Ryan Hannon says the churches are bursting at the seams.
The reason that we want to do this is because some of the churches are beyond their comfortable capacity. We don't want to have to turn anyone away because we're full.
Hannon says this building on Wellington is ideal, convenient for guests because it's within walking distance to other homeless services. They wouldn't have to rely on the bus. That's not true with all the churches currently hosting the shelter. But shelter guest George Golubaskis says he doesn't mind the current system.
I don't mind moving and seeing, you know, different places, different congregations.
Golubaskis sees pros and cons to the current proposal, but either way, he'd rather not stick around to see the grand opening of a new building.
Obviously, I'm not making reservations for next season. I hope not to be in Safe Harbor.
In Traverse City, for Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Linda Steffen.